counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
And so the countdown begins again. Welcome to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also here.
How are you? Episode 210. I'm ready to give 210%.
Are you?
Yeah.
You might want to give like 280 so that I don't have to give as much percent. I'm just getting a little bit of a cold going on. So you give a little more so I can give a little less. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't feel like I don't.
I thought
like
I always did.
Let's put a poll up. Let's put a poll on our Facebook page. Anyway,
you won't do it.
No, I won't. I never follow through.
That
can
be our ongoing joke. Just make up a poll every week. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and answer our poll
that I never post. Man, it is the Earshot 20, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You should go and check it out. It is, as always, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and some fine staff and volunteers involved in this project, which again you can find at earshot-online.com. The major piece of this project is the National Top 50, the 50 most played releases from across Canada for this week, the week ending Tuesday, October 4th, 2016, and we're about to play you selections from the top 20 most played albums. In a collaboration with over 30 campus community radio stations, usually submitting their top 30 charts that become the top 50. And in addition to that, you can find genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for genres such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and tons more. Once again, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will do it with an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. We're doing that in this program.
Times two.
Daniel Walker of the project Own Meanie's Batting Stance will be on the show, as well as Lisa Conway, and talking about her project Elcon. Not Akon. Not the rapper. Elcon.
That is a dated reference.
Not really.
Kinda.
Yeah, Akon really hasn't put anything. Anyway, so we've got that. Plus, we have music news from Steven, of course. Brian's going to have your lowdown in the second hour, too. And we have the top 20 to get through as well. Big show, packed show. And, of course, it wouldn't be a normal show if we weren't saying goodbye to some albums, to say hello to some others. Any albums dropping off the charts this week?
Yeah, of course. There's a little bit of a shakeup this week. Not as wild as the last couple of weeks, but some of those records definitely sticking around after we had about 10 debuts in the last week or two. But this week there are two new or returning albums. That means for at least this week, we say goodbye to a couple of last week's albums. Pup, who've been on the charts for many, many weeks in a row, really big summer record. From number 15 this week down to number 30, and Offworld on our show for the first time last week at number 20, this week at number 39.
All right. Well, there you go. It means we've made some room. We've cleared out a little bit of room, although it doesn't look, is there any debuts in the top 20 this week?
No debuts. There's 10 debuts that we'll tell you about later below the top 20. So definitely tons of new music still hitting the charts. But we had so many debuts over the last couple of weeks that now that some of those albums are definitely going to stick around for a few weeks and we'll hear lots of great music from all the new fall releases.
All right. Well, let's get it started then.
All right, we're going to kick it off here with last week's number 10, this week's number 20, Brendan Canning. His latest on arts and crafts is called Home Wrecking Years. You're going to hear a track called Sleeping Birds Like Lasers. Kajanada at number 19, bouncing back into the show at 16 last week. His debut album, the Polaris Music Prize winning album, 99.9%. And you're going to hear the track featuring Bad Bad Not Good from that record called Weight Off. And into our show for the first time and re-entering the National Top 50 at number 18 is the new album by Bear Mountain called Badoo. You're going to hear Hopeful.
I'm wondering if Brendan Canning has tested this theory to see if sleeping birds actually do like lasers.
I mean, who doesn't like lasers? They're pretty cool.
Actually, people who fly airplanes,
oh, yeah.
they don't like lasers. But
well, they don't like certain kinds. They don't like people shining lasers at them.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
I don't think anyone likes lasers being shone at them.
No, you're right. Here's your number 20 this week, Brendan Canning, and an album or a song called from his album, a song called Sleeping Birds Like Lasers. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back. Earshot 20. Number 18.
That was Hopeful by Bear Mountain, closing out our first set this week at number 18. Re-entering this week within the Earshot Top 20 is their newest album called Badoo. K-Tronauta, 99.9% in at number 19, dropping just three spots this week. You heard the track called Weight Off and Sleeping Birds Like Lasers kicking off the show this week. A track by Brendan Canning. His newest album is called Home Wrecking Years, and it's at number 20, down from number 10.
Elcon is the project of Toronto's Lisa Conway, and Moon Milk is her latest release, which is fresh off the presses. The album is based on Italo Calviano's 1965 science fiction short story collection Cosmocomics, and Lisa is on the line with us to chat about the new release. Lisa, thanks for catching up with us.
Thanks for having me.
So this album, as I just mentioned, is based on quite a set of old stories. And how did you come up with the idea or choose to use Cosmocomics as the inspiration for this release?
Well, I've been recently introduced to his writing, to Italo Calvino's writing, and I really, really loved, I was really enjoying his books, and I was about to do a residency in Sackville, New Brunswick, that's part of the Sappy Fest Festival, and it was the first residency I had ever done, so I felt a lot of pressure to be productive, and it seemed like a good way to have a clear path to base a record on a collection of short stories and seemed like a neat challenge.
And what a great way to bring that together at such a great music festival. We're fans of the festival, friends of the organizers, and we always run a contest every year for folks to get tickets to Sappy Fest. So what a great place to kind of be in, where there is such a collection of musicians and a collection of music and different styles of music to kind of pull that all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sappy Fest is a really, and Sackville, it's a magical space and place, and I feel being there definitely influenced everything about these songs, so I feel very lucky that I was able to spend time there.
So from writing and now to recording, the album was recorded in a variety of settings, including a church and an old renovated tin shop. What was it about those environments that attracted you to them in putting this album together?
Well, part of it was budget. A lot of the songs were, or a lot of parts of the songs were also recorded in an old, a shed on a farm outside of Toronto, just because it was free and we were able to make noise at any hour. But I'm also really interested in space and natural reverb, because I feel like it gives a recording a really unique sound. And so I was excited about recording in kind of unconventional spaces rather than a studio setting.
And does this release depart from your previous releases in terms of its sound, or did you try and keep a consistency with what you had released previously?
I never try to be consistent, or I just kind of let the songs direct themselves. Usually with recordings, I set some secret rules for myself because I work really well with limitations. But the exciting thing about this record was that I didn't have any instrumental or timbral restrictions. It was just thematic. So it kind of seemed like anything was fair game. But yeah, I think it still sounds like me, but maybe a little punk rock in some ways that the ballad project wasn't.
And I note that you have some shows lined up this month. Are there plans for a fuller tour of the album either later this year or even into 2017?
Yeah, potentially. We're not in a position where we're earning or breaking even playing shows, so I'm being a little bit more selective about what we do. But yeah, I'm hoping to play these songs as much as I can in front of people all over.
Well, we hope to get a chance to see you. If you head over to lisaconwaymakesthings.com, you can find more on the Elcom project as well as Lisa's other works and get links to her album in full and get a copy for yourself. Until then, we've got a track lined up for you. Lisa, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Here's a track from Elcon's Moon Milk, and then more of the charts as well. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
You were mine. Oh,
Earshot 20, number 17.
Place, maybe roses or tang.
That was Happiness by Wilco at number 16, down from 12 is the new Wilco album called Schmilko. Before that, Crystal Castles and their newest Amnesty 1 at number 17, your track called Char. And we chatted with Lisa Conway, whose latest project under the name Elcon, you heard a track called My Aquatic Uncle.
Right, okay, we'll take a break from the charts, head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is their senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. He is in Toronto, and he's about to deliver some music news to us. Stephen, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for coming back again this week.
Always nice to be on it.
I always say thanks for coming back, because I feel like someday I might call and you just be like, no, I'm not doing it anymore. So not we're today. Always appreciative. Not today. Today not wasn't today. The day.
I just look at the phone ringing.
Yeah.
Shaking my head now.
Well, we've got some music news to talk about, and we are going to start with something a little sad, but Charles Bradley has been diagnosed with stomach cancer.
Yes. So fans of Charles Bradley will know that last month he was forced to postpone a series of shows due to an unspecified medical condition. It's now been revealed that Bradley has been diagnosed with cancer and will be forced to cancel all upcoming tour dates. Bradley made the sad announcement on October 4th, with his camp revealing doctors found a cancerous tumor in his stomach. As such, he will need to take a break from his music career for treatment and recovery. Though a press release does state, quote, the 67-year-old soul singer has always been a fighter and is determined to come back stronger and with even more love to give. You can find a statement from Bradley himself at Exclaim.ca, as well as the slashed tour dates, some of which were happening in Montreal, Halifax, Laval, and Ottawa in Canada. Anyone who's lucky enough to have seen him knows he's a passionate performer, really exudes love from the stage. So I'm wishing, and Exclaim is wishing him, a speedy recovery so that he's back on the stage soon.
And we are as well. Sad news, but hopefully he can get past this and come above it.
Yep.
All right, we will change from that and chat a little bit about Grimes. If you're a fan, then you're going to love the fact that some new music videos are out from the artist.
Indeed, 7 new music videos. It's been a little bit over 1 year since Grimes released her acclaimed Art Angels LP, but on Wednesday, she dropped 7 new videos, all of which were shot over a 2-week period while on tour in Europe, in collaboration with her brother, Mac Boucher, and her touring partner, Hannah. Grimes writes, quote, they are guerrilla-style videos a la reality, referring to another of her singles. There was no crew, makeup, cameras, lights, just us and a phone, so maybe don't expect anything too fancy. That said, we're really proud of what we made. You can see a whole statement from Grimes about the videos and watch all 7 in embedded players at Exclaim.ca. 4 of them are from Art Angels. 3 of them are Hannah videos. All of them very interesting, obviously visually appealing, and a nice reminder of just how excellent Art Angels is or was, continues to be. So head over to Exclaim.ca, check out those videos. They are very colorful and very cool.
And you know what? Some of the best videos are shot on a phone because they give a sense of
authenticity.
That is exactly it. Yeah.
They also, you know, I don't know, she makes apologies for them, but they look really beautiful and they're very very nicely composed, which I think we can credit to Mac Boucher, her brother, who I believe shot them all. So yeah, head over to exclaim.ca, check them out.
Very cool. One more story to round out this hour for music news, and that is some good news for fans of Grays.
Yeah, though they just released their album Outer Heaven in the last month or two, Toronto's Grays aren't done with 2016 just yet. They've revealed a second LP titled Warm Shadow, and you can hear it now at Exclaim.ca. The album was developed alongside their last album, with the band calling it a companion release to their last LP. Shahzad Jawani, singer and songwriter of the band, wrote on the Bandcamp page that, quote, it's sort of like Our Amnesiac, or Weird Era Continued, or Untitled Unmastered, comparing the album to Radiohead, Deer Hunter, and Kendrick Lamar, who all made companion pieces to previous albums. Jawani also explained the LP's genesis in an interview with Stereogum. You can see a large quote from that at Exclaim.ca, where you can also hear the new record as well as see Gray's forthcoming and extensive touring schedule, including stops across Canada, or at least between Toronto and the East Coast. They're playing Halifax and Fredericton. So head to Exclaim.ca and check it out.
Cool stuff, and all kinds of really new music for you to hear from the band when they're performing live.
Yes.
All right, we will get back to the charts, back to the countdown, and Stephen, we'll catch up with you on the other side of the program in the second hour. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Andy Schoaf. His album, The Party, is at number 15 this week, up 4 spots. You're going to hear a track called Eyes of the Mole. After that, Japanese Girls and their newest album, Divorce, dropping 3 spots to 14. You'll hear Bully for You.
Take my eyes, I'm black and mad.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bully For You by Japanese Girls. Their newest album is called Divorce. It was at number 11 last week and number 14 this week. Before that, in that set was Andy's show from the album The Party. You heard a track called Eyes of Them All.
There you go. Almost done. Our first hour. Imagine that. But we do have three more tracks on the way. Big shout out to my Blue Jays for making it.
Is this the how many baseball games did you watch this year?
This one wild card game. I was actually live at one and then watched this one. I don't watch a whole lot of sports. I am.
You're the fan club president.
No one can say that I'm a bandwagon jumper though, because I root for them the entire year. I just don't watch it because I'm a bad omen. I'm bad luck to sports teams if I watch the games. So I cheer for them, but I don't actually watch the sport.
That's your story and you're sticking to it.
Foolproof.
So, but would you just watch the game though, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I watched the first two innings and they were down and then I stopped watching. They won. It's again, foolproof. So you
science.
Actually, you're welcome. Toronto Blue Jays, you're welcome. Three more tracks to get to. We're going to get to those right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 13 spot.
We're going to kick off this set of three with the Luyas. They're up from number 18 at that 13 spot from the album Says You. Here's a track called God Is Pink.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
biggest cry on reality TV. Plastic surgery disaster. Inherit obesity. Now we're waiting on the angle. We're waiting on the spin. Waiting for the second coming. Our oil's running thin.
So now we'll have to find some place.
People call me crazy, but women are might be right over to you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And at number 11, up from number 14, that was a double dose of The Submissives from Fixture Records and their new album, Do You Really Love Me? You heard Forces, followed by Boys, Boys, Boys. In the middle there, that was July Talk, up one spot to 12. This week is their newest album, Touch, and you heard a track called Jesus Said So. Before that, God is Pink by the Luyas, up from number 18 up to number 13 from the album Says You.
There's a holy theme there for our last set.
Good job.
Thank you. No, on purpose. It's actually, that's quite a coincidence that both of them had had songs that fit into that category. Anyway, it is the end of the first 10 of the top 20 for this week. The week ending Tuesday, October 4th for the charts. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And we do this every week. Count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That's where you can find the charts. And we record the show out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station before we broadcast. First, here out of the Port City from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for before airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because we've got a lot more on the way in the next hour, including another interview. Steven's back with more music news. Brian's got the lowdown. And, of course, the top 10, which has some movement up into the top 5, top 3, top 1. No, top 1 stays where it is. That's not even the right way to say that.
Spoiler alert.
Number 1 stays where it is. Stick around to find out. It is the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.